Welcome to the J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Redfern farm owner Kathy Dice about being a part of the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust Open House Series in 2022. First off, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what you guys will be doing in the new year?
Yeah, in 2022, we're going to be having an open house over here at Redfern Farm. And it's not actually opening our house up to visitors, but showing people what we do on the farm at Redfern Farm. Because we actually have some nearby neighbors, folks who drive by all the time. And this series of open houses is designed to reach out to folks like that and let them see what we're doing.
And you guys are one of a few places that are partnering together as this open house series. And the USDA recently awarded the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust nearly $175,000 for its local farms and the open house series that you guys have got. So kind of give us an overview of not just yourself, but what kind of the goal or what the project is all about.
Well, the whole project is about trying to promote small and medium family farms that are growing what's called table food. Instead of farmers who are planting huge amounts of corn and soybeans, these are folks such as ourselves who are growing food that people directly eat. Could be vegetables, mushrooms, fruit and nut, like what we grow on our farm. And it's aimed at not necessarily other farmers, but local folks, people, nearby neighbors who don't know what's going on in these kind of different or not conventional farms. Or it's also aimed at people who want to get into farming and they're wanting to look at different opportunities that are out there, and to people who are interested in buying food, locally produced food, rather than needing to go to the supermarket and eating stuff that was grown in California or Chile or some other place and was shipped a long distance. So it's got several different goals to it, but the main component is getting some people out to these farms so they can see what the farmers are doing, maybe taste a little bit of produce from the farm, and even explore some recipes and cooking ideas for stuff that's produced on the farm.
Now, getting into you guys specifically over at Redfern Farm, when you guys invite people in, what specifically will they be able to do, see, interact with?
I hear you, and we're still ironing out the details. But what we're looking at is, like for the kids, maybe having a scavenger hunt in the close-by area, where the kids might see if they can find a chestnut. That's one of our big things we grow. A chestnut on the ground, or a yellow flower, or touch a chestnut burr. And for the grown-ups, we're going to have samples out for people to taste, because we grow a lot of things that many people have never tried before. Besides chestnuts, we have Asian pears, persimmons, pawpaws, cornelian cherries, quite a variety of stuff that grows naturally here in Louisa County in Iowa, but a lot of people are very, very unfamiliar with. So showing people what these things taste like and doing demonstrations of cooking, that's the part we're still trying to nail down, is are we going to have a cook stove out there? Are we going to have a blender out there? Will we be making pawpaw smoothies, or will we make persimmon brownies? What's the goal?
And will those coming to the farm be able to purchase any of these items?
Oh, yes. We're going to try to have it during our season, our U-Pick season. And at Redfern Farm, we generally run things on a U-Pick. People call, make an appointment to come out, and then do some harvesting. But for these open houses, it'll be the rare opportunity when people don't have to call ahead.
And do you guys have specific dates that you'll be allowing people in for the open house? Or is this kind of, you'll have this hours, you know, Monday through Friday, and this hours on the weekends? Or what's kind of the schedule moving forward?
I believe it's going to be a very specific date. So, like, they'll pick a date for our farm in late September. So lots of different things will be ripe. And on that date, during that time frame, people will be able to stop by and check out the crops and try out the recipes, hear about the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust, and learn about other open houses that are going to be happening, too, because there's a lot of other unique farms who are out there involved in this as well.
That's been today's J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Redfern farm owner Kathy Dice talking about being a part of the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust Open House Series in 2022. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.